but you was rocking me, baby. Listeners, a warning. Stories and lyrics in the following program, Jailbreak, may be unsuitable for young audiences or may offend sensitive listeners. That means if something upsets you, make sure you talk to someone about it.
You're with Jailbreak.
Hey, hey, what's up, everybody? Yeah. This is Brother Black. You're listening to Jailbreak. Here is Dally M medalist and also Cronulla Sharks superstar Ben Barber with Brother Pat. Check it out.
Hey, I'm Benny. My name's Pat.
How you going,
Pat?
G'day, I'm Benny Barber. I'm from the Cronulla Sharks. I'm from Queensland, Mackay, Queensland. Born in Northern Territory. I'm Garang Garang and Malakiwai, Borgiou Island.
Your footy season at the Sharks, it's going all right. I've seen you play better, but you're starting to come back out of your shell. We're starting to see the old Benny Barber. You want to take us through that tackle where you lifted Benny Cray?
Yeah, look, it's at the time I was just doing what's best for the team and was trying to save a try, and it was an important time of the game. They probably would have, if they scored, would have went and gave them a bit more chance to come back, but lucky enough I pulled that off and were lucky enough to hold them out and go and score the next set and probably put the game in the bag, and we run away with it and put a score on them.
No, that was solid, my brother. You made all of us brothers proud in here, you know. So what's next? You gonna stay with the Sharkies? You're not looking to go anywhere else, or are you happy where you are?
Nah, look, I think I found a home here at the Sharks. There's a good bunch of guys there that I enjoy playing football with now, and look where I think, as you said, I started off pretty slow and I'm just starting to find my feet again. So look, hopefully that can keep getting better and I can take the Sharks to a final series and give the comp a good shake.
Not many people know this, but you got a younger brother. And we haven't heard much from him. What's he doing? How's he going? Is he still in the league?
Yeah, look, he's still, I think, contracted to the Broncos, but he plays for the Ipswich Jets and the Queensland Cup. And well, he's going real well. I think he's leading the try scoring up there. He's got like 19 tries in 16 games or something. So, look, I'm happy for him that he's happy, that he's playing some good football. And, yeah, he's taking care of himself, which is the main thing. And, look, as long as he's happy, I'm happy.
That's very solid, and like I said, I'm a Murray as well, and you make us very proud to be Murrays, brother. We're very thankful. A lot of us boys in here, we idolise you, football players, especially us Indigenous boys, you know, because a lot of us in here are very talented. It doesn't matter, rugby league, dancing, we're very multi-talented. How's it for you to come in here, and what does it mean to you to come in here and come and spend time with us boys and take time out of your day on the outside and come in here and spend time with the boys?
No, I think it's pretty special. It goes to show that us boys outside, especially us black fellas, we care about our culture and even you boys in here. We're not just living our lives as... I said, when I was asked to come in here, I said, absolutely, it would be a joy to come in and see the brothers and know that, as I said, we really care and look at to lift your spirits and help you get through your time. It's anything we can possibly do, we'll do.
So the odds are stacked against us, being Aboriginal, you know what I mean? What kept you going and staying out of trouble? I know you had a bit of trouble in the start of your career and that. What brought you out of that and keeping you on the right track?
Yeah, look, something that's been a bigger driver for me was my family. It's for us black fellas, family is everything. And as a young kid, it was doing my mum and dad proud. And then as I got older and had kids of my own, it was doing them proud and being able to, I guess, provide for my family and look after them. And that's been the big thing from day one, and it's still the same today. So it's always been family for me, brother.
Yeah, we are very family orientated, and it's a good thing that you're doing. You show us that. You know, no matter where we come from and, you know, what we've been through, we can make it. We can do what we want. What's the best thing out of all the career in the limelight? What's the best thing out of it for you?
I think things like today, is not just not this, but on younger generations, is the influence we have on providing a positive future. And as you said, it doesn't matter if everyone has the hiccups and does a bad thing, but yeah, it's a good thing about there's always a second chance and you can... Always better yourself. So I think just the influence we could have on coming, seeing all the brothers, and all going to a school and seeing the younger children. It's they're the real positive things, and probably the you ask anyone is the thing we probably like doing the most.
Would you like to pick a song? Have you got any requests?
Yeah, he's got Walking Abe's, Solid Rock. something I always listen to the day before, day before the game and day off game. He always gets me going.
Benny, thank you for coming down today and taking time out of your luxury and that to come and spend time with us boys. It means a lot to us from the bottom of my heart. Thank you, my brother. You have a good day.
No worries, brother. Anytime.
All right. Walking Abbey, Solid Rock, featuring Shannon Knoll. Thank you very much.
Southern land, we stand on sacred ground and keep you bumping to these native sounds. From the land of the kangaroo, gonna show you how we ride. We've been a singing and a dancing since the dawn of time. So jump up on this ride while we fly like a spear. Like the waters in the Great Barrier Reef, we keep it clear. We mixing and I'm molding this classic Aussie rock. We modern combo gunner is doing deadly here. Cause stop me when I'm coming like the snowy when it's flowing. Showing poetry in motion like a boomerang fly. Territories and states, we getting the taste. This modern day corroboree will hit your ear like a
standing on solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time. And the winds have changed, they're blowing down the line.
Rock the Southern Cross with black, red, and yellow flowing through my veins. A big red root, yeah, I'm the man. Thousands have died just to make me a warrior leader, trendsetter, monster with an a schemer who likes to stay true. Forget everything in you. Street warriors, we the truth. Listen to what we say. You won't wanna leave. You see now, this is a new day. Australia's about, yeah. This is where we stand. The respect laws, the ancient ones before us pass them on. The land of the dreaming, we now bring by song. We bring unity for all future generations. This is for everyone, for you, you, you and all the relations.
Solid rock, standing on sacred ground, living on borrowed time. And the winds of change, we're blowing down the line.
Oh yeah, the Street Warriors there featuring Shannon Knoll, Solid Rock. And that before that we had our interview there with the deadly, the one and only Ben Barber from the Cronulla Sharks.
This is Brother Black,
Brother Black
on Jailbreak.
Jailbreak.
This is the Jailbreak program. You're with Brother Black. So we've got a bit more music coming your way, guys. Check it out. We're going with the Offa Yindi. This is Tribal Voice.
There's a awakening of a rainbow dawn, and the sun will rise up high. There's a whisper in the morning light, saying get up and meet the day. But inside my mind there's a tribal voice, and it's speaking to me every day. And all I have to do is to make a choice, cause I know there is no other way. All the people in the world are grieving.
Get up, stand up.
Some of us cry, cry, cry for the
This is Brother Black.
Brother Black
on Jailbreak.
Jailbreak.
Yeah, that was Tribal Voice there by Yothu Yindi. This is Brother Black. You're tuned in to Jailbreak.
I'm Robert, 18 Wing on Jailbreak.
I'm Ken. You're listening to Jailbreak.
Hi, you're listening to Jailbreak? Check this out.
Hey, Jimmy, I heard you did that Hep C treatment inside.
The interferon, yeah. 12 months I was on it, once a week, inject. Like, I didn't know about interferon and Hep C, and I had to go to jail to find out about Hep C being treated with interferon, yeah. Yeah, it was hard, but it was worth it. Ever think of getting tested? Ever think you got Hep C?
Hep C? No, I don't feel sick. I don't need any treatment.
You don't feel sick with Hep C, mate. Go and get yourself tested. You put your form in about your treatment, mate?
Nah, I don't want to lose my job.
May not have to. Some screws are good. Let you keep working, you know. Every jail's different, so talk to the wing officers. When you're sharing fits in jail, do it clean and do it right. Clean twice with cold water, hot water clots blood, then twice with fin coal, then twice with water again. Every time, between every shot, it'll keep you clean, it'll keep you safe, and save your life.
This is Brother Black.
Brother Black
on Jailbreak.
Jailbreak.
This is Brother Black. You're tuned in to Jailbreak. That's right. Now we've got a little bit of The Last Connection coming your way. This is one of my favourites. This is I Can. Check it out, guys.
I can't. might lose its color. May our culture never fade. See, it sounds dumb when a man can't walk and talk it. These days, too many fools fall short with no shame. How many getting caught out in the street game? Sure enough, your guns beating it, done that. I'm gonna relax, learn my lessons now, watch my own back. Heal my blades, how I got both ways. Radical does that, radical says.
Dip, 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 dip.
Hey, you mob inside. It's Brother Black. Right to yourself.
Getting you through your time.
Jailbreak.
I Can, from The Last Connection, featuring Radical Sun. That's right, you're listening to Jailbreak, Brother Black. It's Brother Black.
Brother Black.
Right to yourself.
Getting you through your time.
Jailbreak.
Here's Brother Nathan Merritt. And Brother Pat.
I'm Pat, and we're down here today at MRRC, Metropolitan Remand Centre, Silverwater, and I'm joined here by Nathan Merritt.
Yeah, my name's Nathan Merritt. I grew up around Waterloo Redfern. I'm Indigenous. I played 13 years of NRL. I played 11 at South Sydney and had 2 years at Cronulla, so this is my first year being retired. I'm currently, you know, working with the NRL still and work with South Cares. I'm a youth worker with the Redfern AMS, and I do a bit of work with domestic violence, so tackling domestic violence. So I keep busy now, and you know, probably more busier than I was when I was playing NRLs.
I have an ADOC day today, and it's good to see you. How you been, brother?
Yeah, man, I've been good. I'm first year retired in the NRL from the NRL, so back out here at Silverwater to visit some of the inmates from the for the NAIDOC day, and you know, it's always a great occasion to come out and see the boys. It's, you know, I've been doing this for years now, so it's always a great time to come and see the boys. You know, they always have a great day and you know have a good feed today, so you know, just here to have fun.
Yeah, you never let us down. You seem to come every year. So how's life after footy, brother?
Yeah, for me it's pretty good at the moment, eh? I enjoy being retired. You know, I've got a family of five kids, so all I'm doing now is just working with the youth work in Redfern AMS, and you know, doing some work with the NRL, doing some work with domestic violence and South Cares. So pretty busy. Got about four things I'm doing, and doing a lot of travelling.
I've known you for a while. You're a local boy from, we come from the same area, Waterloo Redfern. You've done well, brother. It's good, you know, good to see one of the brothers who's come from an upbringing that we've had. What's pushed you to get into the league from the start, brother?
Just you know, mentally driven myself. I wanted it so bad that you know I had to make sacrifices and dedications. That you know what it's like to finish school when you after school you hang around you know the streets of Waterloo and you know the boys are you know going to youth club. So yeah, just the one factor I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to change the reputation of my family last name. I wanted to do it. Had a lot of drive there to just to try and achieve, that position to play in the NRL. And, you know, a lot of sacrifice and hurdles along the way, but, you know, I'm happy to say that, you know, I overcome all of that and, you know, but I achieved my dream. You know, I had a dream to make the NRL and, you know, there was a lot of, you know, hurdles along the way, but, you know, I got there.
Yeah, you've done well, mate. You've got the top try scorer for South. How was that night? I remember I was sitting here in my cell cheering, going off me. The whole jail was rocking.
Nathan Merritt takes a shot. Nathan Merritt has kicked the field goal. Nathan Merritt made it look so simple. Look at the Rabbitohs. They're in a huddle down there in front of the bread.
Yeah, as you know, a lot of us brothers, we support South. And, it was a momentous moment for us boys in here. How was it for you, brother?
Yeah, and that was an awesome feeling, eh? Knowing when I put that football down, I had the hairs on the back of my neck stick up, even though it was a rainy night, you know, the hairs were sticking up still. There was a perfect occasion, you know, there was a Aboriginal flag right in front of me, so as soon as I put the ball down, I ran over to the corner, kissed the Aboriginal flag and slapped it, and, you know, that just topped it off, you know, seeing the Koori flag in front of me, and, you know, something that I'll never forget, and, you know, something that I can be proud of. My career's finished now.
Oh, you're a big role model to a lot of us boys in here. and seeing you do what you've done, you know, like my kids look up to you, or my kids are your nephews. So and you got kids of yourself of your own that play footy. Are we looking for? Are we going to see another Nathan Merritt coming through the league?
Yeah, you know, hopefully so. You know, you were just saying your young fella. You know, I had your young fella last night, little Rossi, and you know, he's going to be a special talent. You know, when he grows older too. So hopefully him and my boy, Jalen, you know, got young Malachi, got a few young lads in, you know, our kids' age. So, you know, our kids are the same age. So hopefully, you know, we get to see one of them succeed or both of them.
Redfern, we've had a bad rap living in Redfern, our neighbourhood and that. But it's good to see that it's getting picked up. You got people like Uncle Shane Phillips doing things for the community and that. And yourself, domestic violence and stuff like that. What is your take on what brothers need to do and what they can do to achieve their goals and put into our community?
You know, just have dreams, and you know, everyone has a dream. You know, just work hard to, you know, to achieve your dream. And the first step is, you know, just you know, find support and good people around you, and you know, have that one factor to, you know, want to achieve it. And you know, all I try and do is, you know, just try and pass on my experiences to young kids, and you know, hopefully, you know, the experiences that I pass on and the talks that I give to young kids can inspire one of them to, you know, hopefully do something they want to do when they grow older. I just trying to encourage young kids, young youth around Redfern area to inspire what they want to inspire what they want to do in life, and you know, hopefully that's good things in life, and you know, hopefully, you know, my experiences that I pass on to young youth, you know, helps them achieve their dreams. So I enjoy what I'm doing at the moment. You know, if you want something in life, you know, you got to work hard for it, and you know, you got to make sacrifices and dedications, and you know, to do that, you know, that's going to only help you and benefit you to, you know, strive to, you know, achieve your goals. And you know, what I try and do is just surround myself with positive people, and you know, just have that drive and do the right things. You know, you got to look after yourself, eat the right foods, and you know, you got to be punctual, you know, you got to be, you know, you got to be all that all in one. So you just got to, you know, have a strong mindset, and you know, you got to have that want. You know, if you don't have that want, you won't do it. You know, I've had a lot of struggles and hurdles. But the old saying is, you know, if NRL is easy, everyone will be doing it, everyone will be playing. So you know, there's not a big population that goes on to make NRL. So it just goes to show, you know, the people who do make it, they're either, you know, got a bit of skill there, you know, mentally tough. So, but all players are mentally tough, and that goes to show, you know, you got to have that mental tough side to play NRL and to do them sort of things. You know, just people that, you know, work hard and you know, make sacrifices and, you know, dedicated and all that stuff to get to their, where they want to be. Giving up time to hang around my mates after school. You know, you go to school during the day, then afternoon you want to hang out at the Police Boys Club or, you know, youth centre. There are times where, you know, I wanted to stay there and just didn't want to go training, but, you know, I had to go training. My mum would come looking for me to make sure I was going training. So just, you know, they're the things that, you know, I look back on now and, you know, thank my mother for, you know, pushing me as well. So if I didn't have that mother in the background driving me as well, you know, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. So, you know, I had a lot of support, like I said, good support. So just like sacrifices that you have to make. So that was probably the main one for me.
Nath, thanks again from me and on behalf of the boys here at MRRC again, and hopefully see you out there, my brother.
No worries, bro. Thanks for having me, and you know, hopefully see you soon.
Sweet, brother.
Jailbreak, the voice of the system.
Yeah.
Listen to Jailbreak.
Brother Black.
Big thanks, Brother Pat, for all of his hard work with his interviews there with Ben Barber and Nathan Merritt. If you'd like to make a request, send a message to your loved one, or say your bit about what you think about the program, you can write to Jailbreak at PO Box 123 Broadway 2007. We'd love to hear from you. And that's right, Jailbreak is produced by Kate Pinnock, Sydney's 2SERs. And we'd also like to pay our respects to all the people from the Gadigal Nation. We'd like to pay our respects also to our fellow Indigenous brothers and sisters and acknowledge you and your ancestral homelands. Brother Black on Jailbreak. It's been fun. So check us out on Facebook, the Jailbreak Facebook page. So here we go. We're going to play an Ice Cube track. Here's Ice Cube with Check Yourself.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Ice Cube. You know I'm your homie, and you know what you're doing. You're listening to Jailbreak Let's break them all out of there. I can't say that. But y'all, you listen to Jailbreak. Everybody, keep your head up. Yay, yay.
I'm bad for your health. I come real stealth, dropping bombs on your moms. Kill car alarms. Doing foul crime, I'm that brother with the Alpine 7460. Always let tricks know and freaks know we got that endo. No, I'm not a sucker, sitting in a house of pain. And no, I'm not the butler, I'll cut ya, head butt ya. You say you can't touch this, and I wouldn't touch ya. Punk, you a sucker. Here to let you know, boy, oh boy, I make dope. But don't call me dope, boy, this ain't no kind of motion picture. I got your trigger. Get with ya and hit ya, taking that yak to the neck. So you better run a
check. So come on and diggity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Diggity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah,
come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health.
Watch out.